Gemara explains, it doesn't mean you say the same bracha, because for good news I make Shechayanu or Tehamaitiv, and for tragedies I make the Yana Emes, but I am Lechuyev to be Makabel, the Gezeros of Hashem with Simcha, no matter what happens. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Yevamos that says that why did Hashem make the Mahos Akros? Right? Sarah was barren, she couldn't have children. Right? Rachel was barren, she couldn't have children. Rivka was also barren for 20 years, although she got married young, so it's not clear that Rivka is in the car. But he is in the name. Sarah and Rachel were certainly Akros. Why did Hashem make such righteous women Akros? So you know what the Gemara says? Because Hashem yearned for their tefillah. Hashem made them akaros so they would daven. Had they had children right away, they might not have daven. So what would have been if Sarah Yimeinu would have had the following question? Let's imagine you were Sarah Yimeinu. And Sarah Yimeinu was married for many, many years. And not only is she old, according to Chazal, it was even a bigger nice than her age. She didn't have a womb. Which is pretty amazing why the Torah doesn't emphasize that miracle. That's a much bigger miracle even than being 90 years old. So what if Sarah Yimeinu would have said, as a religious woman, I am sad, my heart is broken, but if this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gezeirah, I accept it with love, and I don't question the ways of Hashem. Now, that would sound like a very righteous response. And yet, she would have missed the boat. Because the whole reason Hashem made her an Akora was that she would daven. If she were then to say, I accept and I don't daven. So the question, I'm just really just elaborating on your question. So your question basically is, when is the Avaida that's on you to say, I don't complain, I accept Hashem's ways with perfect faith and perfect love? And when is your avodah to rip the heavens, so to speak, and use the kayach of tefillah? Because that's what Hashem wants you to do. In fact, the Kedushi Arim says a beautiful thing. Maybe you heard this word. Do you remember the Nachash, after the Nachash caused Adam and Chava to sin? So the Nachash was cursed with a curse. And one of the curses of the Nachash is, you will eat dirt all the days of your life. That the Nachash eats dirt. So the Chiddush Rim asks the Kasha, actually, he tells you they're going to follow him, he's going to see the Chiddush Rim's tenor and air and the light. But the Chiddush Rim asks the Kasha, what's so bad about eating dirt? I mean, you never have to look for food. It's always there. So you know what he says? He says, the curse of the Nachash is, the Nachash will never have to daven to Hashem, because the dirt will always be. And the biggest curse is that a person has everything they need, and therefore Hashem says, I don't even want your tefillah. I'll give you everything you want, just don't bother me. Now they tell the story, this may be a true story, I don't know, but it's stated as a true story. I may have mentioned it before. A 16-year-old kid whose mother died, and the father remarried, and for whatever reason, the stepmother hated the child. I can imagine. And the stepmother told me, Father, I cannot live in the house with that kid. It's either you or it's either me or him. So this is what the father did. The father gave the kid a credit card. He gave him a car. He's old enough to drive. He said he gave him an apartment that he paid the rent for. He said, you can have everything you want, whatever money you want. You have a car for free. You have an apartment for free. But I can never talk to you again. Now, on some superficial level, you might think, gee, that's a teenager's dream. My own car, my own apartment, unlimited expense account, and parents aren't going to be on my back. But can you imagine, really, how painful it would be if the kid had to make a choice? How much he would want a loving relationship with his parents? And that's kind of the Nachash. Hashem says to the Nachash, you can have whatever you want, just don't bother me. Right, so that's the greatest curse of all. So, Hashem wants us to pray when we have service, because that's how we become close to Hashem, that's how we have a relationship with Hashem. So when do you say, Ba'al Zul HaTov? So it's a very good question. Now, one simple answer is that it depends on the past or the future, meaning to say the following. For example, if somebody already died, so there's nothing for you to pray for at that point. I mean, we don't have the right to pray for Tchias HaNesem right now. It'll happen, it'll happen. So then your Avayda is no longer to have, your Avayda is to accept. With Christ, as long as something can be changed, your Avayda is to be mispalad. Now, where things get tricky is, what if you have, let's say, a sickness? Not true, but let's say a person has a sickness, and the sickness is very severe, and the Derech HaTeva, the doctors say there is no hope. Right? But the person is still alive, but the doctors say there is no hope. So, say it didn't hear what that's right. So Chazal say on one hand, even if it's a sharp sword, by the way, you know how, just to give you graphically what that description says. This is a Gemara and that Chizkiel HaMelech said in the name of David HaMelech, his great grandfather, Kachim Kublani, Mibes Avi Abba, Afilu Cherev Chadam Nechas Al Sabara. Even if a sharp blade is right on your neck, Al Yisya'yesh Min Harachan, do not give up from Hashem's mercy. So, this is the muscle that they give. Imagine this. You know what a guillotine is? So, imagine, you got to know somebody's on the guillotine, their head is on the guillotine. And the blade is going down, and it's already, there's like a hundredth of a second left. The blade is already nicking his neck. Now, how much time does he have? Very, you can't even measure it, right? You can't even measure the amount of time at that point. But even at that point, the Kadosh Baruch Hu could change everything. You could make your neck rock, whatever it is. So, as I say, it's hard to say, though, because this is already where we have a machlokas. I've heard Gedolim say that when a person reaches a matzav where you would need an open, supernatural nesila to change your results, your avodah is not to daven, your avodah is to accept the avodah. Now, today that would mean, for example, although Sari Yemenian was subject to such a nesila, but let's say today a woman is born without a rechem. She wouldn't have the right to be mispalel that she could get pregnant that way. But there might be other ways she could be mispalel, that she should be able to adopt a child. Or maybe they could develop surgery to have an artificial womb. In other words, there are other ways of Yeshua that don't require a supernatural miracle. Or a sickness, they might discover a cure, but you might not be able to be mispalel, so we'll just take away the illness.